Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
George Pickens making some noise there in Dallas. Recent reports say that Pickens and Dak Prescott starting to build a little bit of chemistry here. Pickens looking pretty good in shorts, but that's okay. Jalen Tolbert also reportedly looking pretty good and pretty solid in Dallas as well. I tell you what, if George Pickens is as good as advertised and Jalen Tolbert does take a step forward this year, you pair that with CD Lamb and Matt, all of a sudden I feel like Dallas with Dak Prescott and all them boys, like that's a pretty good pass catching group.
Yeah, it's a really good pass catching group. I think this offense is, if everybody stays healthy, is going to be really good. I think their run game is the most interesting thing to analyze in that offense because they theoretically have the makings of a really big, badass offensive line. And then they have Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders, and fifth round pick, tiny Jaden Blue.
Right.
Not as tiny as Deuce Vaughn, but you know, he's a smaller guy. So really interested to see like what's going to happen there. But I think this team is just going to smoke man coverage all year. Like if you line up against man coverage in the Dallas Cowboys, you're going to have a problem, especially if they can get that run game going. CeeDee Lamb last year led all wide receivers with 5.29 yards per route run against man coverage when lined up outside. So like you and I have talked about this for years. He is not just like a slot merchant. He's weaponized in the slot, but he can be just as impactful, if not more impactful than any other receiver, as I just mentioned, when he's lined up outside. In a season when he didn't even have Dak Prescott, he averaged 5.29 yards per outrun against man coverage out wide. Meanwhile, George Pickens was another top 10 player against man coverage last year at 2.94 yards per out run with just 2.3 yards after the catch per reception. So what that shows you is he's attacking man coverage on these vertical routes. So I love the way those two receivers fit together. And Jalen Tolbert, like, not a bad player. Like, I think he's obviously last year was miscast, overcasted as the wide receiver too.
Yeah, right.
And especially at times when CeeDee Lamb was injured, it's like, yeah, we really don't want to have Jalen Tolbert being our only outside presence, but he is certainly somebody that can be useful. I think he really had it. Like, I'm not gonna call it like a breakout season last year, but like a little bit of a breakthrough season when he was firmly like a solid starting outside receiver. So I think that's a nice three receiver set. Jake Ferguson at tight end, and you know they'll mix in they'll mix in Jonathan Mingo here and there, maybe. he is there.
Yeah. He's on the roster.
He's on the roster.
For now. So is Paris Campbell, by the way. Spring ball aficionado, Paris Campbell.
That's right.
Anyways, let's go and let's talk about over-unders. GP's over-unders. Will he set a career high in receptions? 65 receptions over-under. What say you, Matt? That's crazy that would be a career high, by the way.
Well, not a lot of production to go around that Pittsburgh Steelers offense. I can't believe that Matt Canada was the offensive coordinator as long as he was for that team, man. Isn't that crazy? Like, I was having this conversation with somebody the other day. Like, I don't think Kenny Pickett was ever going to be a good quarterback. We also really don't know because
we have no idea.
They brought him in to the NFL with Matt Canada as his coordinator, just wasting everybody's time. Jeez. Anyways, 65 catches.
What do we say? That would set a career high for George Pickens. That's
such a perfect number.
Who last year, by the way, had 59 receptions on 103 targets for 900 yards and 3 touchdowns. So 65, what say you?
I think I will go under on catches, but I think I might go over on the 950 yards. So I think he could be like a 15, 16 yard per reception player. So we could see him have something like, 60 catches for, 990 or something like that.
That's interesting. If he got about 65 receptions, he'd have to average about, a little over 15 yards per reception, if I'm not mistaken here.
14, if to get to 950, I literally just did the math as we were talking about this because I can't do math off the top of my head either. But
14 times 65.
I know, but I think he could be like a 16 yards per reception player. So I think I could see him being like, something around 60 catches for 999 yards. That's just over 16. I was told there would be no math here. But I do think the 5.5 career touchdowns, or the over under on that, I will take the over on touchdowns. Like, I think he's going to score a lot of touchdowns this year.
That would also be, if he got to 6 touchdowns, that would be a career high.
That's crazy.
I know. That is insane. I feel like it's just crazy. Like, you would have thought that he would have had like an 8 or 9 touchdown season at some point. I mean, the guy's... they're throwing to him, but contested. It's crazy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This was the thing when the whole Deontay Johnson season where he didn't score any touchdowns, that was a big talking point. My point then was like, who did you want to be scoring touchdowns? Nobody was scoring touchdowns for Pittsburgh Steelers. Overall passing touchdowns. Last year, the Steelers had 21 total touchdowns. That was passing touchdowns. That was 20th in the league. If you just look from 2022, so where George Pickens came in the league in 2022, right? They rank 32nd in passing touchdowns with 46. So, by the way, in that same span, the Dallas Cowboys rank 7th with 87. So that's, I think, where you're going to feel the impact of George Pickens in the stat sheet. It's going to be in the touchdown department. Like, when we talk about him as a fantasy player, he's going to be one of those guys that I think he's going to have weeks where he has, 2 for 35. Like, he's going to have low weeks, but then he's going to have these absolutely bonkers weeks where he goes, makes a bunch of big plays, highlight reel grabs down the field, and he scores in the aggregate, 9 touchdowns or something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be that would be an interesting season for him because, again, 65, if he had 65 catches, this is just like napkin, math over here. But it's just when you catch a touchdown for every 10 receptions, that's really, really strong. So, so yeah, can he be that guy? Yeah, he could be that guy. That being said, it's definitely on the upper bounds of what we're looking at here when we're talking about touchdowns, touchdowns to reception ratio there. So, would be a really interesting number. That's how I got to some of these numbers, by the way. I am pulling this out of my ass, but you know, I mean,
there we go.
there's a lot of experience in the stat making department over here for your boy. The sleeper king as well. Anyway, so there
so
you
he's
go.
Gonna have the Nick Westbrook Akina season from last
year. Oh man, that is insane.
How many touchdowns do you think Nick Westbrook Akina scored last year?
There was a stretch where he had, what was it? I think he had like 7 in 6 games or something insane, right? So I'm gonna say he had 9.
He had 9 exactly. You're correct. Do you know how many catches he had last year?
Oh, dude, it was definitely under 60. I'm gonna say like 52.
You're way off. He had 60 targets. He had 32 catches.
What?
Bateman had 45 what? Catches and 9 touchdowns. Like he had that. He had that season. But yeah, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. He had 9 touchdowns and he averaged 29 receiving yards per game. I mean, it does happen. I think that
for, by the way, for Tennessee, that was the team that he did that on. For
yes.
Tennessee. Amazing.
The Tennessee Titans who,
wow.
Yeah. By the way, this list of teams I have here, like passing touchdowns from 2022 to 2024, they are 29th in the NFL with 52nd. So not exactly a booming place of passing production the last few years of Tennessee Titans. Right. But yeah, I mean, there are definitely Come players on, that, man. You know, are lower, lower yards and catches and higher
touchdowns. I mean, high touchdown dudes.
Quentin Johnston did it last year. He had 47 yards per game, 8 touchdowns. 8 touchdowns for QJ. 35.5 yards per game for Jalen McMillan. He had 8 touchdowns. DeMarcus Robinson, 29.7 yards per game, 7 touchdowns. So I feel really confident about the touchdown number for...
DeMarcus Robinson had 7 touchdowns?
Yeah. The Keenan Allen had 7 touchdowns. Shocking. I don't remember any of them. I don't remember a single one of those touchdowns. So, it does happen. And like, look, Pickens is better than all of the players we, Bateman aside, obviously. Pickens is better than all of the guys we just talked about there.
That's
so
wild.
I think he can have one of those big touchdown seasons if Dak Prescott is healthy. And while also like, yeah, maybe not catching a ton of passes, but it's going to be high yield targets.
Right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.